Trump reads letter from Zelensky, Ukrainian president ready to sign mineral deal. By Nick Gilbertson on March 4, 2025. President Donald Trump announced during his joint address to Congress that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is ready to negotiate toward peace and sign a mineral deal with the United States. He revealed the major news by reading a letter he received from the Ukrainian president shortly before his address Tuesday. The letter reads, "Ukraine is ready to come to the negotiating table as soon as possible to bring lasting peace closer. Nobody wants peace more than the Ukrainians," Trump said. Per Trump, the letter continues, "My team and I stand ready to work under President Trump's strong leadership to get a peace that lasts. We do really value how much America has done to help Ukraine maintain its sovereignty and independence. Regarding the agreement on minerals and security, Ukraine is ready to sign it at any time that is convenient for you." Trump expressed his gratitude to Zelensky for the letter. "I appreciate that he sent this letter, just got it a little while ago," he noted. It comes days after they were anticipated to announce an agreement on the mineral deal on Friday at the White House. However, neither Trump nor Vice President J.D. Vance appreciated Zelensky's behavior in an Oval Office talk in front of the press, which was before a scheduled private lunch between the leaders and a major press conference later in the day that never materialized. The discussion got heated, with Trump warning Zelensky he was gambling with World War III. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz asked Zelensky to leave after Trump determined Zelensky was not ready to negotiate, a White House official confirmed to Breitbart News. "He can come back when he is ready for peace," Trump wrote in a post on X. The president also noted on Tuesday night that he has had talks with Russian officials. "Simultaneously, we've had serious discussions with Russia and have received strong signals that they are ready for peace. Wouldn't that be beautiful?" he said to applause.